I relate to the sexual assault aspect and the domestic violence aspect of it.
I was the victim of sexual abuse.
A close friend of mine passed away from domestic violence several years ago.
My father was an alcoholic. He was very verbally abusive to my mother and physically abusive to myself.
Because no one's listening to you does not mean that your experience does not matter, because it does.
My name's Kayla Evans. I'm a performer in V-Day, and I'm also one of the student organizers. I get to be a part of bringing this global movement to my school and making it local, and I think it's just another form of representation that I'm so desperate for. It feels like a recognition to me and my people and my struggles, and I think putting the emphasis on Black History Month and Black Women's Lives Matter in a movement that is so global and centralized, and yet still people think of as white feminists and white feminism, like you said, does flip the script and centralizes it. And I like Memory, a Monologue, Rant, and a Prayer more because it does give voices to women of color.
My name is Holly McAdams. I am a student organizer and also participating in V-Day. V-Day means to me to be able to bring awareness to issues that are close to me and close to my own friends, and to be able to encourage SMC community to be aware of things that are happening around them that they might not be aware of. I think it's very important to include everyone in this whole thing, even though we say, you know, stop the violence against women and girls. It's more than just women and girls. It's like every gender and race. And I think that it was really important this year for us to focus on different backgrounds. I wrote a piece about emotional abuse, and it made this experience more important to me and more important to bring awareness to emotional abuse, especially because it goes unseen by a lot of people.
My name is Eno Akanatilk. I feel like women, especially Black women, are usually not taken seriously. And so whenever we are seen making our demands, people just brush us off as the angry Black woman. When it's like, no, I'm not just angry. And if I am angry, which I have the, you know, I can be, I'm entitled to being angry. Why aren't you looking at that anger and critically, you know, like analyzing it as to why I'm angry? So I was molested when I was 8 years old, once by a family member and also by a stranger. So as I've gotten older, especially within the last 2 years here at St. Mary's and understanding my mental illnesses and how they all connected, especially to PTSD, I found power in sharing my experience and not letting my voice be taken away from me. Like, my experience does matter, and I feel like it's time that I share it. I feel like every sexual abuse survivor has their own coming out story. And I feel like mine started my sophomore year and it slowly started to unravel these last 2 years. And I feel like every time I share it, it becomes easier and easier. There's one time last year where I actually shared my story and it was like the first time I never cried. And I was like, wow, like, can we just pause and appreciate the fact that there's no pain tied with telling, you know, storytelling this time? So it's very interesting to be able to do so.
My name's Rachel. I got involved because I work at the Women's Resource Center. And last year I went as a viewer and it was a really cool event and I wanted to be involved. It's really scary to push myself because I've never done anything like this, but it's such an important event that I think it's really cool.
My name is Nakia Gibbs. I think it's really important to hear the woman's perspective, and I think it's even more important to hear the Black woman's perspective. Oftentimes, I feel as though Black women are put on the back burner, and we never get a chance to say how we feel. Or when we do state how we feel, we're put aside. On this campus, I feel like I'm a gem here. I feel loved with every aspect of every department that I'm in, but my voice as a Black woman is important on this campus, and it deserves to be heard.
My name is Julia Stanislav, and to me, V-Day is really important because it gives a voice to those who have been silenced and wouldn't otherwise have a chance to speak out.
My name is Iris Nelson, and I am a staff member here at the WRC, so I got involved from just overhearing a lot about V-Day. I attended the production last year, and it was an amazing experience. Just like anybody else, I have my own stories and my own struggles, you know, coming up through childhood. My father was an alcoholic. He struggled very much with alcoholism, and I was a product of his abuse. He was very verbally abusive to my mother and physically abusive to myself. But coming out of all of that, I learned now, especially being a part of the WRC and in the production of V-Day, you know, it came to me that there isn't really a place to talk about your story where people can help you feel validated in your story and actually feel comfortable even talking about it in the first place. You know, V-Day is one of those places where you're able to be angry about your story and you're able to express yourself in the way that you want to express yourself. My personal experience with V-Day is that I've been able to sit down with anyone in the cast and anyone a part of the production and just talk. Being able to just talk about my experiences, my stories, and it being one of those places, a forum where that's okay to do, where in most cases it's taboo to talk about. And it's been cathartic. To be able to be a woman of color and express my story and actually have it heard is so powerful, because for so long, we weren't able to have a voice.
I'm Taylor Gaida. This will be my fourth time performing in V-Day. It's really not only a learning but also a teaching experience, you know, bringing together this new group and kind of helping people along in their journeys with, you know, their personal expression.
My name is Jamie Tomasello. I'm a senior. This is my first time participating in V-Day. I wanted to give more of a voice and also an example that people who are blind, especially women, can be independent and also be strong and also manage in the world as independent as somebody who's sighted.
My name is Catherine Manley. I think I connect to this movement because it's one that resonates with so many women my age.
I'm Stephanie Strick. I've done theater all my life, but it was here that I found more of a symbiotic kind of community-based theater that was really trying to get really, really important messages out there, to have those messages be spread through the work that we've created together as a community. And it's been really fun and also emotional and also really important and really good.
My name is Leora Mossman, and this movement is important to me because it's given me a place to come express all of the anger, sadness, or hurt that I felt throughout my life. I wrote the Medea piece right after a fight with my boyfriend or something, where I just felt like I didn't have any room to be angry. And that was a pattern I had recognized, I guess, throughout my whole life. And then I tied it in with an experience I had in seminar after we read Medea, where all of the women somehow naturally understood this aspect of Medea's character that the men just didn't, and they couldn't, just because they're not naturally forced to feel the things that we do. And so I just put those two experiences of anger together in one poem, and it was a good release.
My name is Natalie, and I'm in V-Day this year because I was in it last year and I loved it because I am very passionate about women's issues and I want to make a difference on campus.
My name is Molly Baker.
One of the biggest things I've ever gone through in my life is discovering my gender. It's something I've never really been super public with before, except for like this year, and I'm really nervous about it, but I'm really excited that I get to share this piece because I think not a lot of people at St. Mary's like know that there's transgender students, and like there's way more than just me too, which is comforting, but also it's like no one would know.
My name is Julia Hoshino. The piece I wrote is kind of a response to another piece that Stephanie wrote, and it talks about the various ways that women are told how to prevent themselves from being sexually assaulted or being subjected to any kind of violence, and kind of that it's kind of a moot point. There's really not a lot that the victims of violence can do to prevent it. It's kind of the responsibility of the people perpetuating the violence and bystanders.
My name is Selenia, and the way I got involved in this movement was by being recruited by Sharon in the Women's Resource Center. And I want to follow a tradition that's been going on for many years now. I want to be part of something that means a lot, not only to the people part of it, but also to the people that are involved. I feel like I am part of a very diverse movement where all of us come together once a year and work together.
My name is Sharon Sabota. I'm the director of the Women's Resource Center, and I am supporting the students who are doing a hybrid performance of A Memory, a Monologue, a Rant, and a Prayer, and their own original pieces. The highlight of this month and of this production in general is the intentionality we have this year around really pairing this event with Black History Month and connecting it to broader national movements like Say Her Name and Black Women Lives Matter. I think we've really taken some important steps to put women of colors stories on the forefront. This year, more than half of the performance is original pieces written by our students. So it's exciting because it's putting out the narratives of our own real-life SMC students, and I think that's really important.
My name is Brittany Talley, and I'm the Director for Sexual Assault Prevention here at St. Mary's. I think this is a really important program, and we know that women of color, and especially black women, are disproportionately affected by issues of violence, and I find that they're not always represented in the movement, and so I think it's really awesome that this program is doing that, because it gives them a voice and it gives them a space to talk about how this issue affects them, and though it's the same issue, I think it hits everyone just a little bit differently, and so I'm glad to see it. Come on, I want some love, y'all. The forgiven people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love, the love.
I feel the weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, the love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world. We only got one world, one world. That's all we got. One world, one world. And something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with the world, world. Yeah, we only got. One